Just close your eyes for a moment and raise your right hand to the Lord and say, yes.
Yes.
We're going to say it again. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
And be submissive to your spirit.
And be submissive to your spirit.
For your glory.
For your glory.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Anyone else? Willie?
When I first walked in, I heard bongos, and I heard the Lord say, don't stop the music because this is the way I speak to you now.
Don't stop the music. So he speaks in the music. Excellent. You know, whenever the Holy Spirit prompts us, it's because He has something that He wants to reveal, and it's always different. Always different levels and different revelations. If you'll bow your heads, everyone will agree. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would release your Spirit so that you can change us by the word, not only of our testimony, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. This afternoon, as I was actually studying a different book, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and He said, I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 6. So that's where we're going to go. In Ephesians chapter 6, he gives an intense word. Children and parents. How many have ever had problems with mamas and papas? Yeah, me too. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Now, in the Lord means what? Is it just natural parents? No. It implies spiritual parents as well. Okay? For this is right. Honor your fathers and mothers. Honor is due to all your relatives, but especially your mom and dad. And your spiritual mothers and fathers too. Now, that doesn't mean they haven't made mistakes. Amen? How many of you are parents? How many have seen mistakes they've made? Welcome to the club. That's called the parents' club. Parents make mistakes. Say it. And children have a tendency to judge. And it falls back in their faces. Not realizing that parents are under construction. Just like kids. So one thing I'm absolutely convinced of is every single one of you is a kid. And you have a mom and a dad. Could be adoptive parents, could be spiritual parents, but you need to honor them. Because if you don't, you have a problem. Because it says, honor your fathers and mothers, which is the first commandment, with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Many people go home early, because they're so filled with venom against my mom and dad. Huh. Well, your mom and dad could have been making mistakes because of their own disabilities and their own weaknesses, and you end up judging them instead of honoring them, you are heading for an early what? An early death. Not too swift, is it? But you see, the promise is to honor them. That doesn't mean that they won't make mistakes and that they haven't made mistakes. What they need is mercy. They need mercy and compassion and your intercession. Because while you're praying for them, guess what God's going to do to you? Yeah, He's going to give you mercy. Now, even if they are in the heavens already and have passed away from the flesh, that doesn't mean that you cannot ask God to bless them anyway and forgive them anyway. And I remember one time the Holy Spirit showed me that I needed to forgive my father. And I had two of them. I had my biological one, and I had the natural one that was still alive and very drunk. Yeah, he kept himself pickled. Long-lasting pickle juice. He used to drive around with a case of it in the trunk. And yes, I had all kinds of reasons not to give him any forgiveness. And I used an excuse for a long time that I wouldn't forgive. But you know what? It was destroying me. It wasn't touching him, but it was destroying me. I was having chest pains constantly. And the enemy was whispering in my ear that I was going to be dead at 44 because my brother had his first coronary thrombosis at 39. And I was already 2 years past that point. And he was now pushing buttons to kill me. Early. And you know what? God would have had to allow him if I did not ask my father, God, to forgive my earthly father. Plus the one that gave me away. Who couldn't stand me. I found out when I was in my 30s, or actually, in, excuse me, 40s, that when my brother was born, he was well accepted. He was the 20th child of my father. Well accepted at number 20. Now, would you believe at 21, which I am the 21st child, he couldn't stand me, couldn't look at me, never did take me on his lap that I know of. And I asked one of my family members, who was 17 at the time, when I was born, I said, have you any memory of my father ever taking me or holding me at any point in my life? And she looked at me and she says, nope. In fact, when you were born, you were not allowed on his side of the bed. My little crib was on my mother's side of the bed. The plans were made to give me away before I was born. So, in case you don't think I understand rejection, get a clue. Did he deserve to be forgiven? No. Was he broken and despondent to God and me? Yes. Did he deserve honor? Yes. But I couldn't understand it. But you know what? I had to make a decision. Because God was releasing grace to me to forgive him. And I didn't want to take it. And I asked God in that service, because it was a healing service. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And all of a sudden I said to the Lord, would you please show me where I was when rejection first came? And I was sitting in a room that was just as bright as this, and everything turned black. I mean, I was in the blackest place I've ever experienced in my life, in broad daylight. And I'm weeping. Weeping inside, saying, God, where am I? Because I really thought I was in hell. And he says, no, you're in your mother's womb. Are you alive and knowing rejection in your mother's womb? Yes, you are. Because I lived it. And you know what? The Holy Spirit was saying to me, I want you to release forgiveness in spite of his pain to you. In spite of his pain to you. Because he was broken, devastated, and I allowed you so that you would have compassion on the unlovable, on the unlovely, on the unlovable, because he couldn't love you. And I remember King David having already slaughtered Goliath, married Saul's daughter. Now, there's an evil spirit sent from God. Did you hear me? An evil spirit sent from God to torment the king. Close your eyes. Evil spirits are sent by God to really bring forth God's plan. Try it on. Say, evil spirits are sent by God sometimes to manifest in people in our lives just to form our hearts. Yeah. Giggles over there. What's happening? What? Having a good time, huh? I could take you to the scriptures, but you know, what I'm trying to get at is when I made the decision, I really couldn't do it without asking God for grace. Because that blackness was like living in eternity in that black space, and I could feel every part of me was vibrating under God's grace, and I didn't want to release forgiveness to my father. Not the one who was an alcoholic, but the one who couldn't love me and rejected me. And when I heard, make a decision, a free will decision to set him free, didn't I release forgiveness to you? And I said, yes, you have, Lord. Then he says, you owe it to me to forgive him. Ah. So I made the decision. And I said, Lord, by an act of my will, and as I said, as an act of my will, you have free will. No demonic principality can even stop you from making a free will decision. That's a gift you have from God. He can't tamper with it. And as I made that decision to forgive and to set free, the blackness exploded and the light came in. It was like a shooting star from the heavens shooting straight down into my forehead, and it went into my heart, and I was free. Why did it take so long for me to learn? Because it was the appointed hour. It was the time God had set aside so that I could be the man that God had called me to be. But you know what? I had to live 30-something years in the bound space, in the place of slavery. And I couldn't understand why he let me suffer so long. Uh-huh. I know I'm relating to somebody, so... I know I'm trying to give you a praise report for next week. Because as you make those decisions to release those who have bound you, hurt you, and rejected you, you will be walking in freedom if you choose to set them free. I remember 1991. The Lord brought a book in my hand called The Priesthood is Changing, by Kelly Farner. Oh, what an irritation he was to me. I wanted to wring his neck. Why? Because he was actually teaching me to go higher. Higher. Yeah. I met that man in 1990. And you know what? He was a marvelous irritation. He had a friend who was one of my spiritual fathers. He was also a marvelous irritation. They wouldn't let me off the hook. And I remember, Gino would say, oh, this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our sight. And I'd say, yeah. And the anger would rise up. Why? Because he was teaching us that this was the way to survive and to fly higher. You see, you can't fly, and I heard this expression this week, fly like an eagle and then hang out with crows. If you hang out with crows, what are you going to get? All kinds of gossip. Right? And you might have a few turkeys around you. Get rid of them. I'm serious. Yeah, if you have crows and turkeys around, what do you think you're going to act like? Crows and turkeys. If you want to be an eagle? Fly a little higher. Forgive those that manipulate you, try to control you, try to push your buttons. Don't let them drag you down. Number four. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So fathers can be an irritation by pushing you too hard. Verse 5. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart. Now, do you know that in that particular scripture was used to keep slaves in bondage? Huh. We have a man today who became the president of our country. And you know what? At one time, the city of Washington was filled with slavery. Today, because he was of a dark skin, history was making a great big notch. You know, they used to wear gun belts in the West. Okay, and they used to put a notch in. And I believe there's a great big notch in the heavenlies today because I believe the Lord Jesus Christ placed that man where he is today just to give a boost to the black family. Yes, I believe that with all my heart. You know why? Because many of those black young people were brought up, even though they're free, with a slave mentality. I'm trying to give you a freedom tonight from a slavery of thinking that you are to be continuing in your judgment patterns. I'm also letting you know that if you continue it, you'll get hurt. Watch now. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Just as you would obey the Lord. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is a slave or free. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because of a man who had a dream, and he advertised his dream, got himself killed. He advertised his dream openly. Yeah. And he happened to be black. Martin Luther did not disobey the Lord. He said, I'm going forward. And they shot him. But you know what? I believe he was in the balconies of heaven looking down and saying, yes, today.
They said he was up there singing.
I believe he was probably shouting louder than any human being could. Why? Why? Because they have a dream that's been fulfilled. Okay? And I know. I was watching a little piece today, but my wife had to have oral surgery, and I couldn't watch it all, but I will get to it a little bit. But you understand where I'm coming from. I was watching, and you saw some faces were very lit up. They were brilliant. You also saw some that were like... Did you see it? Could you read in between the lines what was going through those people's minds? Oh, I'm tolerating him now, but wait till I get my claws on him. Come on. You wait 6 months. You see, what am I saying to you? The natural man wants to retaliate. He wants to keep people in prison. He wants to keep people in slavery. But the man of God and the woman of God want to release freedom. And it starts with you and your mom and dad. Uh-huh. No matter how disabled they may have been, honor them. And release grace and forgiveness to them. Because you know, when you release it, you're going to get back 30, 60, 90, and 100 fold. Are you ready? Verse 9. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven. And there is no favoritism with him. Meaning, even when slavery was legal in our country, the masters had to obey the Lord if they read the word. And there were many that treated their slaves with respect. Hear me. They believed they were doing something right. And at that time, it was an acceptable thing. You understand where I'm coming from. But it did divide our country when it was time to break loose. And you know what? Because of God's grace and the prayers of the saints, we're going to go forward in our country. And this barrier will fall beneath the feet of those who love the Lord. Those who don't love the Lord will remain in their position. And you know what? They may bite the dust early. Not because I said so, but because the Word says so. The Word says so. Who is actually representing us as a nation right now? Who's the father or the spiritual father of this nation? This man, Barack Obama. That's who he is right now. Okay? So we need to respect, we need to pray for him, and we need to intercede that he will make the right decisions at the right time for the right reasons. And without wisdom, he won't be able to do it. And it's our job as believers to cry out to God for him. Are you ready? Verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. In other words, there are certain levels of holding, and then once you've done all your homework, hold. Stay put. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows. All flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verse 18, you better put a circle around it. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Woo-hoo! Well, you say, I don't know how to pray in the Spirit. Well, you better get knocking on God's door. He wants to release that in you, and he wants you to use it. It's a tool that you can use. Now, if you hired a nice carpenter in 2009 to redo your kitchen, and if he came in there with an old-fashioned saw, wouldn't you say, wait a minute, ain't you got a circular saw? Ain't you got some electrical tools? I've got people that are Christians that won't use the electrical power that they have from within them. The power of the Holy Spirit is a lot more powerful than a circular saw or an electric drill. Stop using the old tools of your natural brain. Use your spirit. Intercede in the spirit. Pray in the spirit at all times. And as you intercede in the spirit, you're going to get things done that you could never conceive. You know why? Because your spirit has a direct hotline to the Heavenly Father. Would you stand up, sweetheart? Would you tell the people what happened to you tonight? She received. I thought there was something else that happened to you.
Yes, I had a big knife taken out of my back today, and it felt really good.
Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Because God's power was available.
Yep.
And the sword of the Spirit took it out. And the fire of God burnt up the garbage. And it felt good. And it won't come back. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads, please? Father, without you to confirm this word into their hearts, out of your word, it'll only just be a bunch of words. But when your Holy Spirit comes in and confirms it, then the grace they need to carry out the commission you give them will be there, and they will succeed. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Go in peace.